One of the enduring, delicious joys of summer is ice cream in America or India. Here's Melanie Roy.
Imagine the parching heat of an Indian summer. The streets are nearly deserted, except for a few stragglers and idle shopkeepers stare grumpily into space. Amidst the flies and dust, you hear a musical wheel of kulfi, kulfi, and the rumble of earthen pots. Here comes the kulfi wala. All of a sudden, the street turns alive with the whoops of children out to share a cooling treat, the kulfi. Kulfi is a frozen snack similar to ice cream, but it is grainier than its counterpart and is made of real fruit, saffron and pistachio, not essences or imitations. Unlike ice cream, it lacks any hint of egg, out of respect for the beliefs of vegetarian Hindus. It is also a good dietary alternative to ice cream since it is less fattening. Food historians say that kulfi was originally derived from Persian desserts and was brought to India by the Mughal emperors. But the popularity of the snack soon spread beyond the tables of the rich and the famous. To this day, it graces the parties of the elite as well as roadside eateries. Actually, it is rather mystifying how such a frozen dessert could develop and flourish in a tropical country like India. In this case, desire was the mother of invention. For Mughal royalty, kulfi was frozen by ice brought from the Himalayas. For the common man till today, street vendors freeze kulfi on blocks of ice and keep it cool in earthen pots. Of course, the kulfi exists today as something of an arcane delight, part of a dying tradition. But the roadside kulfi wala and the individual restaurateur still brave it out against a large corporation selling ice cream. Government-funded research labs in India are investigating easier ways to make the dish at home. And throughout Indian neighborhoods, worldwide, kulfi remains an unforgettable experience, especially as the word is passed down through the delighted cries of new generations of children.